This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. It's been a marvelous summer for box turtles wandering through our little homestead near the banks of the Ojolote. Hobo turtles wandering by our back porch and accepting a bite to eat, some plum, maybe some peach, a bite of banana. One turtle in particular has been a repeat bum. You know, they never stay long. Yeah, they eat some of what's offered and move on. I mean, there is box turtle business somewhere else to attend to. When box turtles leave, you get the view of their marvelous rear end, hind legs protruding from the shell, and the sweet, short tail, a tail that looks much like a tiny elephant tail. The rear end of our ornate box turtle can make your day. Yeah. I'll have some peaches tomorrow, I say to the rear end of a turtle as it leaves. So far this summer has been low-key in the rattlesnake department. We find two species at our place. Used to be our first 15, 16 years used to be on that land we only saw Mojaves. We only found Mojaves around the place. But for the last 6, 7 years, we're getting the Western Diamondback as well, so we got this great mix. Yeah, the summer is young, and I'm hoping you know, for some more snakes like desert king snakes, or more hognose, more gopher snakes, ringnecks, patch nose, and you know, I can even take a cranky coach whip or two. But where are my checkered garters? Oh, we used to have a huge resident checkered garter snake, so large there was no mistaking it was the same snake roaming our place in the greenhouse, in the garden. And always polite about the occasional handling and photos, of course. Plenty of lizards around our place. Large Clark spinies hang out on railroad tie fence corners and up in our trees. They are leery. You need to be motionless and quiet to see them go scamper around those trees. You know, whiptails hunt the litter underneath the trees in our yard. I fear for them as some roadrunners built a nest nearby, and I watched as the parents brought lizard after lizard after lizard to that nest. The male even uses food as an enticement to the female, as courtship. You know, you want to mate and have offspring. Here is a dead lizard to show my love for you. I haven't seen a horned lizard in our yard for years, and I blame those roadrunners. It's not like there aren't plenty of ants in our yard for those horned lizards. I encourage our dog Choo-Choo to chase the roadrunners, but now suspect it's a game for both of them. Jeez, I'm telling you, living with wildlife can be challenging. Oh, I know what I want to tell you. I've been seeding some milkweeds. Yep, you can call me Mr. Milkweed. Well, only 3 species so far, but a fourth is in the works. The 3 species are Asclepias, that's the genus, Asclepias linearia, Asclepias tuberosa, Asclepias asperula. Oh, and the common names in the same order: pine leaf milkweed, butterfly milkweed, and antelope horns. Flower color in the same order: white, orange. And, you know, for antelope horns, asperula, you get a combination of flowers, a creamy green, white, and maroon. Very exotic flower on that baby. Oh, yeah. But listen, I have a bunch of seedlings on a bench that's not enclosed. And a couple days ago, I was admiring my milkweed collection, and I noticed leaves were missing on a couple. And upon closer inspection, I found tiny, teeny-weeny worms eating my milkweed stems and leaves. Itsy-bitsy queen butterfly larva eating my milkweed collection, apparently my larval food collection. And as I looked closer, I saw tiny eggs deposited on more of my collection. So soon, more itsy-bitsy larva eating my gonna-make-me-rich milkweed collection. So every day now, I carefully gather the teeny-weeny queen larva and deposit them on some large milkweeds in our yard. You may eat this, I tell them, and the dogs wonder who I'm talking to. The larvae, the caterpillars of the queen butterfly, are voracious, and all they do is eat and grow. And it's true for all caterpillars. They eat and grow, maybe go through 4, 5, 6 instars, eat and grow, eat and grow. That's their job. And when they decide to take a break from eating, they pupate, they become a chrysalis, soon to be a new queen butterfly, maybe a male, maybe a female, but the start of a new cycle. It all seems quite magical. Yeah, it is. It's quite magical, quite beautiful, isn't it? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, the borderlands are magical and beautiful as well. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.